Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. You are not alone. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is one that hits close to home, cultivating gratitude for a more fulfilling life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another be happy pep talk, stick with me because we're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of how gratitude can actually change your life, not just in some fluffy, feel-good way, but in real, tangible ways. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of to-dos, worries, and never-ending demands? You know that feeling when everything feels heavy and you're just going through the motions? Well, guess what? Gratitude is like that magical life raft that can pull you back to shore and show you the beauty amidst the chaos. So, strap yourselves in because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways on how to cultivate gratitude for a more fulfilling life. Number 1. Shift your focus from lack to abundance. We tend to get caught up in what we don't have, what's missing, or what could be better. But here's the truth, there's always something to be grateful for, even on the toughest days. Think about it, you've got a roof over your head, access to clean water, and probably a few amazing people in your life who love and support you. That's abundant. Start acknowledging those blessings every single day, no matter how small they seem. You could be grateful for a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or even that hilarious meme you saw online. It all adds up. Number 2. Practice gratitude journaling. This isn't just about listing off things you're thankful for, it's about digging deeper and really feeling those emotions. Take a few minutes each day to write down 3 things you're grateful for and don't just skim over them. Describe how they made you feel, why they're special to you, and how they enriched your day. The more you put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, the more you train your brain to focus on the positive aspects of your life. You know those old sayings like you attract what you focus on? Well, this is where it comes into play. Number 3. Surround yourself with gratitude-filled people. The energy around us is powerful stuff, and if you're constantly surrounded by negativity, it's hard to cultivate your own gratitude. Seek out those positive vibes of friends, family members, or colleagues who radiate optimism and appreciation for life's little joys. Remember, we are all a work in progress, and sometimes we need a little support to keep our spirits high. Surrounding yourself with people who uplift you and remind you of the good in the world can make a world of difference. Speaking of making a difference, let me tell you a quick story about my friend Sarah. She used to be a chronic worrier, always stressed about everything from work deadlines to spilled coffee. Yes, that's how much she worried. Then, she started practicing gratitude journaling and spending time with more positive people. Within a few months, I noticed a huge shift in her. She was calmer, happier, and even tackled those spills with a sense of humor. It just goes to show you, sometimes all it takes is a little shift in perspective to unlock a whole new level of fulfillment. Number 4. Express your gratitude to others. It's easy to get caught up in our own lives and forget to acknowledge the amazing people who make them better. A simple thank you can go a long way. Let those around you know how much they mean to you, whether it's a heartfelt note, a kind gesture, or just a genuine expression of appreciation. Remember, gratitude is contagious. When you express your appreciation for others, it not only brightens their day, but also inspires them to do the same. And finally, number 5. Celebrate the small wins. Life is full of little victories that often get overlooked in the rush of everyday chaos. A successful work presentation, a delicious meal cooked at home, or even just finishing your to-do list, these are all moments worth celebrating. Take time to acknowledge and savor those achievements, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may be. Remember, happiness is not a destination, it's a collection of moments experienced with gratitude. So there you have it, my friends. 5 key takeaways on cultivating gratitude for a more fulfilling life. Remember, this isn't about faking happiness or ignoring your struggles. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the challenges, and finding joy in the everyday magic that surrounds us. Want to share your own gratitude wins? Head over to our social media pages. Let's build a community of positivity and support. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Anxious and Depressed Club. You're not alone.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.